Greetings, Saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask you that you put your faith in the heart of the saints to be useful in this time, and especially in the times to come. And we thank you, Lord, that you're sharing your word with them, that they can be encouraged, walk by faith, and fear nothing. Thank you so much, Father, in the name of Jesus. Well, amen. I'm going to share some more with you about how to immunize from plagues or pestilence. And this is part 8. Just a few notes of headlines here. Coronavirus is spreading, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, and drastic actions may be necessary. Well, they're already taking drastic actions. They've been doing it. Quarantine centers have been, I put a link there for that, by the way, on the text. Quarantine centers have been put together in expectation of pandemic. Here's a note from one video here. As King County, Washington buys a motel for use as a quarantine center, a network of FEMA facilities across California were created by a January 8th executive order. The people who created these quarantine centers before the epidemic spread, and what it does tell us about whether this pandemic will continue in the United States. They fully expect it to continue. You can tell by their building projects. Another link I put you there. China seeks to fool its people into believing post-coronavirus factory in output is ramping up by turning on machines in empty plants. Yes, they do. And some have fallen for this and think it's over and it was all just a problem with the 5G, right? No. It was multiplied by the 5G. So I'll put a link here for this anyway. Panic buying and selling is across the United States as coronavirus outbreak fears rise, but preppers who have already expected this are ready. Yeah, I leave you a link for that too. We actually see it in this small town here that they are doing it. Christians are doing it too because we've asked a few of them. Hey. Anyway, we put a link there too. Coronavirus is community spreading. A link here. 200 passengers. We're told to self-quarantine at home. Article there. Let me just say, this thing is not to be feared by biblical Christians. This will grow exponentially because it has been sprayed from the air, as we were warned by God it would over 2.5 years ago. And I shared it with you in this series. And over 2 weeks ago, the Lord told me it was sprayed. And we're now seeing it and are conquering it by faith in our immunity promised by God. So if you confess your sins and confess your immunity, as in Psalm 91, Exodus 12, Exodus 15, 26, Psalm 103, 2 and 3, Mark 11, 23 and 24, Matthew 18 and 19, and on and on and on. And when you have overcome any symptoms that may be tempting or testing you by faith, and walk by faith and not by sight, you will be immune and you can help others. Now I'm going to share some revelations with you. There's a purpose for this thing coming. It's ordained to take down the wicked, as Psalm 91 clearly says when it talks about this a pandemic there, you know. Only with thine eyes thou shalt see, and the reward of the wicked. So, here's an article. It's, again, factious destroyed when the godly are birthed. Yes, there's a birthing coming in the midst of this. And this was given to Eve Brast on February the 20th, this 2020. By the way, there's three twos in there. 222 is division or faction. That's right. Eve said, I dreamed that I was in a large mall. David and Leon were with me. Leon the lion, right? were with me. And there were two card shops that I wanted to go to in order to find Michael a birthday card, because I knew his birthday was coming up on March the 5th. Michael means who is like God. Okay. The date is spiritual. It represents the day of birthing of the Lord in the spiritual man of those who are like God. A day when the body of these people's birth pains are over, because it is destruction of the faction, persecution in the storm that is upon us as seen in the rest of this revelation. Yes, the birth pains will be coming to the end of God's people, and the destruction will be coming for those who are the crucifiers. And when the crucifiers are no longer needed, as in Scripture, time after time, they are eliminated. Okay. She said, I believe David and Leon are representing the Lord in his man-child ministers. They are with the bride everywhere she goes, with help, protection, and wise counsel, as in this dream. We went into the first shop, and they were sold out of all their birthday cards. So we walked over to the other card shop, and as I scoured the shelves, I realized that this shop also was completely sold out of birthday cards. Well, many will celebrate these births at this time around the world, I believe. And the cards will be sold out, right? So this is a time period, an end of a time period here, represented by the birthing of the Lord in his who is like God people. She said, I took this as a warning that all the birthday cards were sold out, and that it meant that the door is closing during this window of time up to the birth for the factious to have new birth and avoid twice dead and plucked up by the roots. See, there's two things happening here. The factious are going to be taken down by this, as the Lord has told us, for years. For this plague sprayed from the air. Yeah. They're going to be taken down by this. And new birth for those who are like God. A birthing of Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? So the purpose of the faction is over when this maturity comes in the people who are going through the crucifixion, right? I went back and forth between the two shops twice, and David and Leon both tried to help me look, but we couldn't find one birthday card. She has in parentheses here, searching for a birthday card represents seeking those who are lost in order to tell them the good news of the gospel so that they can be born again, and striving with factious people in hopes that they will repent and not be reprobated. Well, amen. We've been doing that. We know that they pay attention to our stuff and read our stuff because we hear stuff, you know. Luke 18:8, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Well, amen. Then a tall black man came into the card shop we were in while looking for a birthday card. This is my note here. While looking for a birthday card before the birthday date, right? Here comes this tall black man, probably representing evil. He was dressed in jeans and had dark sunglasses on so no one could see his eyes. He had an army green ball cap and matching vest that had many pockets on it. It looked like some kind of hunting and fishing vest. And she says, this man represents the factious and the wicked that shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. And that's kind of proven below here. He was mentally disturbed and mumbling to himself. I could feel his hatred towards the world. As he brushed by me down one of the aisles, I said, excuse me, in a polite tone. He stopped and was beginning to get offended. He asked me, what did you say? I told him, I said, excuse me, again, in a very meek manner. Then she has a note, because she knows the factious demons always twist words and intentions in a person's mind, and they become offended at nothing. Yes, this is true. Then he seemed appeased and continued walking down the aisle at a furious pace, looking for an opportunity to take his frustrations out on someone. Well, this is happening out there in the world and in the church, saints. These people are demonized by all the slander that's been sprayed out among the people. Some people give only a natural interpretation about the government doing this and that and the other. But look, we already witnessed it. We know how it happens. Yeah. I'm not denying anything the government does to manipulate minds and cause shooters to do all that. I'm not denying any of that. I'm only pointing out it's much broader now than even the government because of this slander that's being sprayed over TV and over internet. Then he pulled out a handgun and began shooting people in the store. Well, we see the signs of that, don't we? There was blood everywhere and many casualties. And my thought was a factious attack just before the birthday of the Son in his people. Judas did this in Jesus' time. This does not have to be a physical shooter or shooting. These wicked people do many things to try to kill, spiritually or physically, the righteous, or even just the right wing, as it is in the government. We can see the same war going on there. Leon and David came over to shield me from the danger of the flying bullets, and Leon handed me his handgun and said, here, you'll need this. And it's, of course, to thwart Haman's edict to his wicked body to kill the people of God. And Mordecai, the man-child, and Esther, the bride, gave authority to God's people to stand for their lives and to destroy the power of the wicked. And today this happens when we teach the people what Jesus said. For instance, in Luke 10:17-19, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, right? They're the ones that are using people to do these evil things, right? And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Why? Because they were conquering him, casting him down, casting his kingdom down. Behold, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. These are types of demons, by the way. And over all the power of the enemy, whether he's human or whether he's the spirits within the humans, right? And nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Look at that. Nothing shall. Does that happen automatically? No. You have to exercise faith in this. All right. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, what things soever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what things soever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. All this only comes about if you believe it. And if you're in a dead church where they don't believe any of this, you're in trouble. Because now troubles, big troubles, are coming upon the world. And we're just seeing the beginnings of this. I looked at the gun in my hand and I felt bewildered and wanted to protest. Well, many do not know that we have this authority over the enemy's power. But Leon said, trust me, just use it. Well, she said, sometimes we feel helpless in situations, but the Lord wants us to use His weapon, which is the Word of God, against the powers of darkness. Amen. Amen. And when the gunman saw that I had a weapon, he ran down a back stairwell to the ground floor of the mall. And we all followed him down the stairs, and Leon said, shoot! I pointed the gun and shot it at the man, but there wasn't any physical bullets in the gun. Oh, yeah, but there was something there. 2 Corinthians 10:3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but mighty before God to the casting down of strongholds. Yes, this is how we do warfare, Ephesians 6:12. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and against the powers and against the world rulers of this darkness and against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And if you don't fight, you will lose. God gave us these promises to do warfare against the enemy principalities and powers who are using people to come against us. If you don't fight, you will lose. She said, the man fell down critically wounded, and there was blood everywhere. Well, Esther was given authority to destroy the house of Haman, who was the beast, represented the beast leadership. When we take down the spirits that rule in the wicked, they are no longer wicked. She went on to say, he then turned into a white man when he died. You can't come up with this in a dream by yourself, so you need some help from God. And I said to Leon, how's that possible? There aren't any bullets in this gun. He said, it's a special weapon, but it works. Yes, it represents the spoken word, just as the wicked shoot in darkness with words of slander. She went on to say, I was amazed. Some of the wicked and the factious will be granted deliverance and repentance right before they die. Yes, that's true. And when their demons are conquered, others are going to be reprobated for their deceptions and sins against the righteous, as was Judas. So, yes, some demons can be conquered for some people. We have to listen to God. He is our general. He will lead us and guide us. And but again, you're wrestling with flesh and blood. You are going to fail. If you wrestle with the principalities and powers, you will win, because that's where it's coming from. Then I saw that there was blood on my hands from the gunman. And Leon took the gun and said, you should go and wash the blood off your hands. Well, Esther, the bride in the book of Esther, her words brought the death of Haman before King Ahasuerus. Yes. And it continued to go out through the kingdom of God's people to destroy those who were making war against them. And he puts it, Psalm 73:6 around a little bit here. 6 to begin with. Therefore, pride is as a chain about their neck. Violence covereth them as a garment. Verse 13. Surely in vain have I cleansed my heart and washed my hands in innocency. And in verse 17, until I went into the sanctuary of God and considered their latter end. Surely thou settest them in slippery places. Thou castest them down to destruction. How are they become a desolation in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou wilt despise their image. Yes, this is true. And then he said, I went over to a small restroom located underneath the stairs. that had come down and washed the blood from my hands in a white porcelain sink. Psalm 58 and 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born. It's true. A lot of people are born into the kingdom and they go astray very quickly. As the parable of the sower says, they go astray as soon as they're born, speaking lies. If they don't know the truth, they speak lies, right? Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which hearkeneth not to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Eve was doing that when she, brushed by this wicked man, charming very wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions. These are predators, right? O Lord, let them melt away as water that runneth apace. When he aimeth his arrows, let them be as though they were cut off. Let them be as a snail which melteth and passeth away, like the untimely birth, in other words, fruit aborted, of a woman that hath not seen the sun. In other words, a person without the revelation of the sun, their fruit will be aborted. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he will take them away with a whirlwind. The green and the burning alike, the righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. And he puts a note here, some translations for verse 10 say, and he will wash his hands in the blood of the wicked. Verse 11, so that men shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily there is a God that judgeth in the earth. Amen. And then I woke up. And she left Psalm 64, 1 through 10 here. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity, who have whet their tongue like a sword, and have aimed their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret places at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil purpose. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who will see them? They search out iniquities. We have accomplished, say they, a diligent search. In other words, they are diligently looking to find something wrong so that they can bring this person down. Remind you of the Democrats' faction against Trump, right? And the apostates' faction against us also. And the inward thought and the heart of every one is deep, but God will shoot at them. With an arrow suddenly shall they be wounded. That's what this judgment is all about, folks, taking down the wicked, not the righteous. So they shall be made to stumble, their own tongue being against them. And all that see them shall wag the head, and all men shall fear, and they shall declare the work of God. Yes, they're going to see who's righteous and who's not, according to Malachi. And shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Yes. She said, I asked for a word by faith at random for this dream, and my finger was on, became wormwood, in Revelation 8, 10, and 11. Now, we're not denying any of the physical properties here. We are simply pointing out what God is pointing out to us in this text for us here and now. We're not even talking about the physical timing of this, right? And the third angel sounded, and there fell from heaven a great star, burning as a torch. And it fell upon a third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of the waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Well, you know, the bitter waters, according to James, are bitter words of slander from the demons through the factious that kill souls, right? He called them bitter words, James 3:11. Doth the fountain send forth from the same opening sweet water and bitter? He's talking about your words, right? Verse 14. But if you shall have bitter jealousy and faction in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom is not a wisdom that cometh down from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where jealousy and faction are, there is confusion in every vile deed. Notice that. Every vile deed comes from factious people. And whether it's in the government or whether it's in the church. But when these people are converted, Satan loses his power over them, and like a star, he is cast down to the earth. Isaiah 14 and 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground that didst lay low the nations? And also Luke 10:17-20. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us in thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan fallen as lightning from heaven. They were destroying his kingdom as they went about doing good, healing and delivering and giving the gospel. They were destroying his kingdom. And Jesus saw it. And I say this is also a premonition of the end times in Revelation chapter 12 when the saints confessed the Lord and confessed his blood. And Satan and his demons were cast down to the earth, right? Behold, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Who is the power behind the physical enemies on this earth? It is these principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And nothing shall in any wise hurt you. There it is again. We need to pay attention to that. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Yes, the spirits are subject unto us. They were subject unto those early disciples as they brought down the kingdom of Satan. The church today can't be accused of doing that. They're pretty much moralizing one another and, you know, casting aside all the supernatural aspects of Christianity, including the authority over Satan to cast him down. All right. Well, interestingly enough, just as Eve's dream of a shooter came, Claire's dream of a shooter came too. They live on opposite sides of the planet, but came at the same time. This just to let you know, that God is in this. And also this week, we had another mad shooter take out a bunch of people in the United States. Some think this is only the government's mind control agenda to take guns away. That's involved, but that's not the biggest part of this. Some of this is simply the mainstream media and other leftists spreading a slander, which imparts faction, railing, rage, all coming from demons, to those who believe it. And let me share Claire's dream with you now. We call it Rage of the Wicked, Righteous Provided For. Amen. This is Claire Pinar on February the 21st, this 2020. She said, I dreamed we were in a holiday home, but it was dingy and smelly and just terrible. And she puts a note, the world in our current circumstances. Still, we tried to make the most of it, and I asked Rian to take me to Woolworths Some of y'all don't know about World Wars, but again, this is on the other side of the world here. I remember a lot of them around when I was young, but they're not so many now. She calls it a big grocery store, supermarket, to buy provisions for us. And when we got there, it was anarchy. Well, isn't that the whole purpose of spraying you from the air, is to bring about anarchy and to take the distraction to keep people from seeing what's actually going on and who's getting caught and what they're getting caught for and all these things. Yes, of course. There were long lines all over the place. Reminds you of the long lines you saw in China when people were running around trying to get some sustenance, you know. There were angry and scared people everywhere. Again, sounds like the same thing. It's gone from country to country. And we saw people in the local Walmart buying, filling baskets up with things that they thought they would need for the times to come, right? And truly, you know, if they have martial law and you have to hide in your house, well, you can store up some food there. Just be ready to multiply it if you're to stay there too long. There were boxes half empty in the aisles. There were open spaces where displays used to be, empty fridges, etc. We were very calm. And she says, this is pointing to the coming fear and anxiety people have from, well, one thing she points out in her own country there, the fires in Australia destroying crops, the diseases filtering in from elsewhere. Yes, this is both the destruction of crops and the diseases coming in from elsewhere are going to be a big cause of this, just as we've seen in other countries. The pandemic is destroying economies and emptying the stores. And, of course, it'll bring in martial law, and under cover of martial law, the good guys will be able to clean up some bad guys. Yeah. Because they're shooting themselves in the foot. She went on to say, we only bought fresh food, but there was hardly anything on the refrigerated shelves, while others were buying processed, unhealthy stuff. Processed here, you know, it's stuff that holds up pretty long time in the natural, but we're talking spiritual here. Sometimes people are only partaking of processed food, and in a time of destruction like we're in, it doesn't help. I'm talking about processed spiritual food, right? We seem to progress in the checkout line quicker than most. But we realized that some of the vegetables that were provided were slimy and rotting. We asked the manager to give us better fruit and vegetables, and he said, sure. He was only a manager and not an owner, and he looked stressed out of his mind. And when we opened a cucumber up, it was yuck. So we realized it was the place and not us. There was nothing else that they had to offer. But we were still making good choices. And in parenthesis, she puts, we are judged by our fruit. That's true. And when we were almost at the front of the checkout line, a big man with a ponytail got really angry and pulled a big gun out, threatening to shoot anyone who came near him or bumped him. He was acting like a child. Sounds a lot like Eve's dream, and they did not know of one another's dreams at all. I don't think they've ever spoken. I threw the slimy cucumber at the base of the back of his neck, and he twirled around shouting angry expletives. He did not know it was me. And I don't know why I did this. Well, of course, in a dream, God is usually pointing something out here, you know. She said, I literally walked through his gun and went back to stand with Rian, her husband, right? Walked through his gun. Well, that's fearlessness there, isn't it? And you must be fearless in the days to come. You know, you have faith. You have the promises. You are not like the rest of the world, panicking and going crazy. All right. Luke 10 and 19 says, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." She walked right through it, right? "And nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Praise be to God." Remember God's word. All the power of the enemy. Many Christians are at the mercy of the power of the enemy. They don't know the scriptures. They don't know you can exercise faith. They don't know prayer works. They don't know when you pray, you can believe you have received and you shall have it. They don't know it. It's in their book, but they never bother to believe that. So apostate Christianity is going to take a licking from this thing, and especially the faction, which is a part of apostate Christianity. And the faction in the government is coming to their Red Sea too. Yes, that's right. All this in preparation for God's people to go into the wilderness tribulation and be tried and tested and come out looking like gold for those who are interested in pleasing the Lord, right? And Claire said, "None of them have anything to pay with. That's why the lines are so long." Yeah. Well, this reminds us of the black horse of Revelation 6, where food was extremely expensive. And by the way, this could also mean martial law with the banks down. Uh-huh. Okay. You might need to get you some money out of the banks just in case. But don't worry. Either way, if you put your faith and trust in God, He will supply your every need according to His riches and glory, right? Amen. Walk by faith in God. Fear not. Fear absorbs the curse, as I've said, and faith repels it. If you give in to fear, you're giving in to the enemy. That's what he uses to bring you down so that he can take advantage of you, right? And Rion received this as he woke up, Obadiah 1 and 15. "Or the day of the Lord is near upon all the nations. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy dealings shall return upon thine own head." And she said, "The strong man gets what he gives. Bad fruit, slimy cucumbers." Yes. True. Well, the day of the Lord. Let me say a little something about the day of the Lord while we're here. We know what the Bible teaches about the literal day of the Lord. It's a year that comes after the 7 years in which God destroys the wicked who have destroyed his people, have come against his people, crucified his people. It's fully a day of the Lord's wrath upon the wicked. But we've learned that there is such a day in our day because there is two harvests here. There's the first fruits harvest and the ingathering harvest. The first fruits harvest, it also has to come to maturity, and it also has its crucifiers. And at the end of their maturity, those crucifiers will be judged. Just like in the day of the Lord at the end of the tribulation period. And of course, then the rest of the church during the tribulation, they too have to be tested and crucified. And at the end of their period, the real day of the Lord comes, right? Amen. So we are coming to a day of the Lord here, in which the wicked who have oppressed God's people will be judged. Then I asked Rion how much money we have to pay, and I heard a loud voice, God, that said $800,000. Rion heard it too. I thought, that's more than we know what to do with. But it will cover the groceries for a while. Well, we know that this is coming. A great provision for God's people. Yes, indeed. Even in the midst of all of this trouble. She went on to say, we were communicating without speaking. We've never had so much money before, so that sounds miraculous to me. Well, that's true. And I believe that this could mean that the GCR, or global currency reset, has happened at this time. At any rate, the righteous will have no lack in believing Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And Denny just recently received by faith at random Mark 11:24 in our morning prayer meeting. Therefore, I say unto you, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Are you a believer? Why do you not believe the word of God over man's teachings that all this passed away? I would say you're getting yourself in trouble. Believe the Lord. Also, 8, I believe, is the number of Jesus in Gematria. In the Greek, right? 888. Then another couple that we knew came to stand behind us in the line, and they were giddy with excitement. And I thought that they were on a sugar high. I looked in their shopping cart, and they only had processed goods in packets. And she interpreted this to mean they listened to false teachers and prosperity gospels, and their spiritual leadership thrives on falsehoods that are more occult than divine. While they think it's the truth, it still pleases the flesh far too much to be the truth. Their eyes glaze over and they're captive to the wolves. Yes, this is true. And the processed food represents stuff that they've all packaged and they keep passing on and on and on. It's not really the good, fresh stuff that you get out of the Word, right? The mood in the store was somber and tense, and they were just out of place. The world is a sad place right now. Yes, we're sad for what's happening to the world. We're sad for what we see coming upon the world and upon the people of the world. We're sad about that. Some people are glad. They just see this is a great opportune time, right? The Lord takes no pleasure in the judgment of the wicked, and neither should we, right? We got to the front of the line, but the angry man was causing such a scene it was difficult to check out. He reminded me of Apollyon from Pilgrim's Progress. Yes, Apollyon is the destroyer in the book of Revelation, and probably the destroyer that came over in the time of the Exodus when God's people were spared, right? He reminded me of Apollyon from Pilgrim's Progress. Maniacal, but a bit too late. As Christian knows, he's headed for the celestial city. That's right. Praise God. We're already at the checkout, and he's only concerned with himself, no one else. We were able to dodge every bullet that he fired as we moved so rapidly. It was like our bodies, our minds, anticipated each shot and moved in a protective position instantly and instinctively. Yes, I don't know if that's ever happened to you. It's happened to me before many times. And she makes a note here. Our armor fights for us if we will put it on. Some people don't know nothing about putting on the armor. You know, putting on the armor, if you'll go and study it very carefully, you'll see that all of the armor has to do with the Word of God in your heart. All of it. All of it has to do with that. And she calls it Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's how Christ gets in us. Remember the parable of the sower. He sowed the seed, which is the Word of God. It went into hearts. 3 out of 4 bore no fruit. They were lost. Went into one 1/4 of those, and they brought forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold, and they were saved. And the angels move us. We must rest in the Word and store up knowledge and experience in God's provision, and then it will manifest at the right time. This is true. That's right. You put it in there, the Holy Spirit will bring it to remembrance to defend you against the terrible times that are coming upon this world, not just this plague. Let me say, if they feel like this has distracted the government enough, they'll do it again. Either way, God has told us His purpose. His purpose is to take down the wicked. In other words, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot, which is true about all the types and shadows the Lord has shown us over and over in our morning meetings. The enemy goes out against God's people and they get killed themselves. Yes. Rion and I had left the other couple behind, and we had our little bank card in our hands to pay for the goods. Yes. Well, let me say, supernaturally, God has given us credit from heaven with His promises. All of them are true. You can call down God's benefits anytime you want to hold fast to the promises and believe you have received, right? That's right. That's what Jesus said. Why do you listen to religion who does not teach what Jesus said? In a time of destruction, you will not have the Word in you to defend you. You will not have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And you won't have the shield of faith, which comes by putting the Word of God in your heart. Yes, and I'm not negating the card that they give you with the GCR. Okay. We were not yet out of the store. Well, we're not yet out, but it's so close. We must continue boldly in the faith, discerning the other believers around us, having empathy with one another, and giving whatever and wherever we can, and living by faith so that God will provide for us. And then I woke up. Yes, you know what happens to people who have and don't give to people in need around them? They end up in need. You hear what I say? You better believe it. When if you have and your brother is in need, give and it'll be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. But if you are stingy and you hold it as your God, something that you have faith in for your future, if you do that, let me tell you what will happen to you. You will end up being in need. That is a word from the Lord. So, meet the needs of the people around you, spiritual and physical needs. If you see someone who is ignorant and a Christian and ignorant, or even not a Christian and ignorant, you can tell them what the Word of God says if you've got it in you. You know, if you're studying about what God says about plagues, about pandemics, you can bless the air around you. You can bless your house. You can bless the surfaces in your house and in your car. And you can bless those things and you can curse the coronavirus right out of them in the name of Jesus. That's right. You can turn it to water in the air before it hits the ground. You can curse the coronavirus, everything where it has anything to do with you and your household. Right? You have authority in your household. Don't forget it. Strange thing about this coronavirus is it doesn't kill children. At first they were saying from 9 on down, and now they're saying 14 on down. There's no evidence that those 14 or under are dying of this disease. Can you imagine? God is protecting the children. But the parents who know better, who have come to the age of knowledge and are made responsible, to whom much is given, much is expected, they are dying because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and it's clearly written in the Word, and 90% of the Christians don't read the Word because their religion has already figured God out. They've processed all their food, and they're just living, going around this little religious circle, round and round and round, never growing up and coming into the image of Jesus Christ or His gifts. Religion is destructive. Yes, it can be the opiate of the peoples, as was said. I believe, was that Mark said that? I've forgotten now. Some things the enemy says are actually right about religion. It won't protect you. It won't deliver you. It won't heal you. On and on and on. Let the Word of God be in your heart richly, and speak it out of your mouth. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Unto salvation. Don't just have it in your heart. Speak it. Speak it boldly. Speak it in front of others. Jesus said, if you confess Him before men, He will confess you before the Father and before the angels, who, by the way, are ministering spirits sent forth to serve those who are heirs of salvation. If God doesn't confess you to the angels, they won't protect you. But if you hold fast the confession of your hope, that it waver not, because He is faithful that promised, you will have what you say. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Soteria, the Greek word there. It means all my needs supplied, like a little baby. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, all your needs supplied. Religion doesn't offer that. Since they have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof, and God says, turn away from them. If you don't, and you make that your religion, guess what? When these things come passing through, you've got no help. You haven't heard the word of the Lord. It won't come out of your mouth. On and on. It's a curse. That's why God is tired of it, plundering His people. He's tired of these rich preachers plundering His people. He's tired of it. He's coming to judge. He's going to take down those who are taking advantage of His people. Father, we thank You for doing that in Jesus' name, setting the captives free so they can follow the reformers into the wilderness. Thank You, Lord, for raising up these reformers. By Your grace and by Your love and Your mercy for us, raising up this man-child reformer and this bride reformer church, to lead God's people through the wilderness. The wilderness is a dangerous place, but not for those who have the Word in their heart. Amen. All provision was given in the wilderness, and it will be to you too. But you need to get prepared. You need to know it's yours. You need to be able to believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, and God bless you and keep you. I hope this blesses you. I hope you're able to get your words out to others and warn them and to give them hope in the days to come. God bless you and keep you. And, Father, we thank You for blessing Michael Hare and the brethren that are joining him in the next hour. And we ask, Lord, that You exhort them and to righteousness and to putting on their armor and going and fighting in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Amen.